It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. High school students in Pennsylvania are being recruited by utility companies.
I don't really want to go to college because I don't really like school, how it's all set up and everything. I'd rather just go straight into the workforce or do a trade, something along those lines.
We'll hear how power utilities are training up a young workforce in just a moment. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Russian aluminum company Rusal announced Monday it plans to invest in a Northeast Kentucky manufacturing plant. Sydney Bowles reports the investment is the company's first U.S. project following relief from federal sanctions.
The Russian company will invest $200 million in a planned aluminum mill to be built in Ashland, Kentucky by Brady Industries. Rusal had been sanctioned by the U.S. government because its major controller, Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, faces accusations in the U.S. of bribery, extortion, and racketeering, and had close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Deripaska also has ties to former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort, who has been convicted of charges related to tax evasion and money laundering. The Trump administration released Rusal from sanctions in January after the company reduced the ownership stake held by Deripaska. According to a press release, Rusal will earn a 40% share in the factory's profits, and Brady will keep the remaining 60%. The plant has also received $15 million in direct investment from the state of Kentucky in a controversial move by Governor Matt Bevin. The project is expected to cost about $1 billion and will employ over 500 people. The Ashland project will produce rolled aluminum for the American auto market and is the type of project President Donald Trump hoped to support with his March 2018 tariffs on foreign aluminum. Brady Industries CEO Craig T. Bouchard discussed the partnership at the New York Stock Exchange Monday morning. He said his company had chosen to partner with Rusal for its record of environmentalism.
We are going to lead the world in highest quality, lowest cost, and the least use of carbon from start to finish in the manufacturing process, and we're changing the world.
The Ashland Aluminum Mill would be the first such plant to be built in the United States in 37 years. Final agreements are expected to be signed later this year. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.
Utility companies have an age problem. Across Pennsylvania, 28% of their workforce is expected to retire in the next 5 years. State Impact Pennsylvania's Amy Sisk looks at how one power company hopes to replace those workers.
It's quiet in this classroom at Duquesne Light, the company that supplies electricity to most of Allegheny and Beaver counties.
I'm just kind of drawing an A-frame house with a garage on the side and nice front porch.
Louis Charlier of Beaver Area High School is one of 10 students sketching their dream homes. He's hunched over drawing his from three angles, straight on, from the side, and a bird's eye view. This is a lesson on blueprints, something the students will become familiar with if they pursue careers with the electric power company. The teens have arranged their schedules to be here for a few hours each afternoon as part of Duquesne Light's new student boot camp.
They take classes around mathematics, reading comprehension.
Selena Gregg is with the company.
We're also doing soft skill classes on interview skills, resume writing, as well as an OSHA 10 class and a CPR class.
The power supplier will host a similar program for high school teachers this summer. Debbie Kilmeyer is with the Community College of Allegheny County, which is partnering with Duquesne Light to host the camps.
If teachers don't know about the positions or some of the technical things that are out there for their students, they're not able to talk to their students and share those experiences.
It was a teacher at Charlier's school who heard about the boot camp from a Duquesne Light employee and suggested he apply.
I don't really want to go to college because I don't really like school, how it's all set up and everything. I'd rather just go straight into the workforce or do a trade, something along those lines.
On day two of the camp, something Charlier heard from one of the company's executives caught his attention.
He told us that this job opportunity is going to be like having a $3 million lottery ticket.
$3 million. That's how much these students could expect to make over the course of their careers if they work in a skilled trade at Duquesne Light. As a line worker, for example, installing and repairing power lines, their starting salary would be $65,000 to $85,000, plus overtime. That sounds pretty good to Charlier.
There's plenty of jobs out there that pay really well and you don't need a four-year degree for, and these jobs are needed.
They're needed across Pennsylvania. Power companies from Duquesne Light to First Energy to PECO are active in recruiting new workers, running programs and internships to give prospective employees hands-on experience. The Public Utility Commission is working on this issue too. Here's Chairman Gladys Brown.
The baby boomers are starting to retire.
The PUC last year launched a utility careers campaign to promote the industry to young people and to military veterans by talking up the positions at job fairs and other events. While the workforce shortage is a challenge, Brown says it's not dire. The PUC keeps close tabs on utilities' performance to ensure that outages don't become too frequent and that response times are reasonable.
You want to make sure that you have the appropriate skilled, trained personnel on hand to deal with providing that reliable service.
For Duquesne Light, that means keeping a steady stream of potential workers going through training. This boot camp is a first step. Students who complete it will take an exam, and if they're successful, they can move on to what's known as pole school. Here's Greg again.
I think a lot of people come in and they don't realize if they're scared of heights or if they're able to climb to the top of a pole and then be able to work with their hands.
The next step is a year-long program at the Community College of Allegheny County to learn the ins and outs of working for the electric distribution company. Charlier can't wait.
I did well in like all the practice exams, so I feel like I'm going to pass that test, and I feel like I can climb a pole.
That could make him part of a new generation of workers tasked with keeping the lights on. Amy Sisk, State Impact, Pennsylvania.
State Impact, Pennsylvania is a collaboration between WHYY, WITF, WESA, and the Allegheny Front, covering Pennsylvania's energy economy. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.